We are looking at Surah Ash-Shura, which is the 42nd Surah of the Noble Quran. In the verses up until verse number 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that man is very ungrateful. We tend to become depressed and turn away and turn our backs when things do not go our way. If Allah showers man with mercy and bounties and his favors, he becomes proud and arrogant. And when a misery afflicts him because of his deeds, he forgets all the bounties of Allah and becomes so ungrateful that he never ever experiences any good. So whether in a state of prosperity or comfort, or poverty and hardship, we tend not to remain within the limits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. For Allah is the dominion of the heavens and the earth. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates whatever He wills. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ ذُكُورًا. He bestows daughters to whoever He wills, and He bestows sons to whoever He wills. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. Or He gives them both sons and daughters. وَيَجَعْلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَقِيمًا. And He causes whom He wills to be barren. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. He is all-knowing, all-powerful. Allah says that He creates as He pleases. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates as He wills. And this indicates to the absolute power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He creates whatever He wills, whenever He wills. And in this context, the creation of mankind, He grants females to whoever He wills and grants males to whoever wills, or combines them for couples. What it means that nobody's intention or authority has anything to do with the creation of human beings. Nor does anyone have knowledge about it. None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What to say about anyone else? Even the intention or choice of the parents, who are the apparent agents of the creation of human beings, do not have any bearing on the child's creation, let alone having a say in the child's creation. The mother does not even know before the child is born as to what is being formed in her womb and how it is being processed. It is Allah alone who grants a female children to whom He wills, and male children to whom He wills. And what we see from these verses is that some people do not have children at all. Some have only daughters. Others have only sons. Others are given both daughters and sons, either together as twins or separately. And no one has any say in this or at all. It's all the absolute master. Allah knows who should be kept under what condition. And it is He alone who plans in His knowledge and His wisdom. No one has power to stop His will or can find fault with the creation distribution. And for us, it behoves a person of intelligence to turn to Allah under all situations, be they favorable or not, constantly bearing in mind that we are insignificant and that we should abstain from arrogance or displaying ingratitude for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. It is not within the power of any human that Allah speaks to him except by signals or behind a veil, or He sends a message bearer whom then conveys the message with the command of Allah to whatever Allah wills. Allah is most high and most wise. So in this verse, what we are being told is that no human has the power to bear that Allah speaks to him verbally and face to face in this world. And it is for that reason that there are three ways in which Allah converses with human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks directly to them from behind a curtain. In other words, the hearing power of a prophet can enjoy listening to the speech of Allah, but his eyes cannot have the pleasure of seeing Allah. And this was the experience of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on Mount Tur and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam on the night of Isra and Mi'raj. So that is one type of conversation. من وراء حجاب. Allah may also speak to a human through an angel. However, this angel does not come in the physical form and cannot be seen by the Prophet. Instead, the angel descends directly into the heart of a Nabi. And it is from within the heart that he perceives the angel and hears his voice. The outside senses have nothing to do whatsoever with this. And there is a narration in which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya'tini fi mithli salsilatil jars." Revelation comes to me like the clattering of a bell. In Sahih al-Bukhari, in the chapter concerning Badul Wahi, the beginning of revelation, when mention of this form of revelation has been stated in the hadith describes this as, وَهُوَ أَشَدُّ عَلَيَّ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "It is the most difficult upon me." It is possible that the revelation of the Quran came down abundantly in this form. And the words ala qalbik makes reference to this, that nazala bi ruhul amin ala qalbika litakuna min al mundhirin. The trustworthy angel had brought it down upon your heart so that you may be from one those who warn. Man kana aduwan li jibrila. Whoever is an enemy of Jibreel, then it is he who brought down the revelation upon your heart. So because this matter used to be completely concealed from everyone else, this would take place within Nabi Salman's heart. No other being was seen outside, nor was it a conversation which normally takes place between two human beings, whereas others who are listening to it can understand it. So this is the second wahyan. Then the third way of revelation is that the angel comes in a physical form before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and conveys the words of Allah, just as one person converses with another. And Jibreel Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on two occasions in a physical form. On one occasion, he used to come in the form of Dihya Al-Kalbi, Rahimahullah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And at times he used to come in the form of a total stranger. And in such a condition, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to physically see him and also hear his voice. And at times, those who were nearby could also hear and understand the conversation. And this is the second of the two types that are mentioned in the hadith. So, the revelation came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam either where Allah spoke to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from behind a veil, or wahi from within, where the angel came within the heart, or the angel came in a form. And these have been referred to in this verse, verse number 51 of Surah Ash-Shura. فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِي مَا يَشَاءُ. And Allah conveys by His command whatever He wills. إِنَّهُ Aliyun, Allah is most high, Hakimun, He is all wise. After mentioning this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in like manner, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. We send to you the Quran with our command. Like this, the Quran was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي. Before the revelation of the Quran, you did not know what this book is. Nor did you know what is Iman. So details concerning Iman and the acts of Iman were only learned gradually through the revelation of the Quran. Although you were also imbibed with actual Iman in itself. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَا نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ. We place this light which we show the path to whoever we will. Yahdi bihi, nahdi bihi man nashaa min ibadina. It's through the light of the Quran that we lead whoever we will unto the path of prosperity and success. Wa innaka latahdi ila siratin mustaqim. And surely you guide towards a straight path. It is to all people that you always show the path that will lead them to Allah, irrespective of whether anyone threads this path or not. More about this path, siratil lahi alladhi lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. the part of Allah to whom belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. The straight path is that which man threads and which leads him towards the one Allah. He who wanders away from this path has in fact gone far from Allah. Ala ila Allah tasirul umur. Listen to Allah alone, do all matters reach. Since the outcome of all matters is towards Allah alone, it behoves man to ponder about that outcome from the very beginning, and that he should voluntarily thread a path that is straight and which should lead him to Allah. And as we end off Surah Ash-Shura, we say, Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path and keep us steadfast on this path. And that brings us to the end of Surah Ash-Shura. All praise to Allah alone.